This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Greg Kim. A dispute over a piece of Bethel City property near the Longhouse Hotel may be coming to an end. Tuesday night, Bethel City Council voted to introduce the sale of the land at 718 3rd Avenue to a marijuana retail store, Kusko Kush, owned by Jared Carr and Naeem Shabani. The city's relationship with Kusko Kush began in April when the city leased the property to them. Acting City Manager Bill Howell signed an addendum to the lease in May, acknowledging the business's intent to operate a marijuana retail store. 3 months later, in August, the city backed out of the deal. Howell wrote a letter to Carr saying Kusko Kush would not be allowed to run a marijuana store on city property. Mayor Perry Barr says that since marijuana is federally illegal, the city does not want its property used to violate federal law.
Maybe we wouldn't be eligible for federal funding.
But Kusko Kush owner Jared Carr says, based on the earlier agreement with the city, he had already spent thousands of dollars on the store.
On architects, lawyers, contractors, licensing fees, equipment and furniture for the store.
Carr gave the city three options: continue to lease the property, sell it, or pay damages of over $16 million, their estimated profits of a marijuana store over a 15-year period. In order to avoid a potential lawsuit, the city council introduced the sale of the property on 3rd Avenue at fair market value. The exact dollar amount is not yet public information. Several weeks ago, the council voted to protest the store. Mayor Perry Barr says that protest will be withdrawn. Kusko Kush also has to obtain a conditional use permit. Owner Jared Carr says they have already applied for a permit.
This story is a corrected version to reflect that measures were voted to be introduced rather than for final action. Council will make a final vote at the next council meeting with opportunity for public comment.
Next, regarding Bethel City Administration.
Bethel City Council also voted to introduce an ordinance to extend the application periods for both the city manager and city attorney positions.
To do that, they'll have to pay the city's executive search firm another $10,000. The city has already paid $28,000 for candidates the city council ultimately rejected. Earlier this month, council turned down both finalist candidates for city manager due to concerns with their backgrounds, and they also rejected the final candidate for city attorney due to missing qualifications. Councilmember Michelle DeWitt proposed changing the requirement for the city attorney to live in Bethel.
We might find a larger panel of potential applicants if people were able to continue living in the communities where they currently are living.
City Council agreed unanimously to allow the city attorney to work remotely. The city manager will still be required to live in Bethel. The city has not determined how long the application periods for both positions will be open for.
This story is a corrected version to reflect that measures were voted to be introduced rather than for final action.
Next, in construction. Bethel drivers, remember those long traffic lines this summer around the road construction? Buckle up for even more traffic next summer and smoother roads. That's because Knik Construction will finish repaving Bethel's Chief Eddie Hoffman Highway and Ridgecrest Road in 2020. Knik Construction repaved a quarter of the roads this past summer, but won't complete the project until next year. The project's funding comes from the Federal Highway Administration and is distributed by the Alaska Department of Transportation. The construction consists of ripping out the asphalt, replacing the base layer beneath the asphalt, and pouring 2 inches of asphalt on top. The areas where Knik repaved this year will receive another layer of asphalt. The project repaves a road in the same way it was last done in 2007, reconstructing the road's surface layer. It does not re-engineer the road to mitigate frost heaves or thawing permafrost. Alaska Department of Transportation spokesperson Shannon McCarthy wrote in an email to KYUK that the department is considering another road project to address those issues, but it will be 5 or more years before construction begins on that larger project. Finally, figuring out how to navigate life after graduating high school is tough. But the Chelista Corporation has a plan to help students in 3 school districts within the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta, thanks to a recent grant from the Department of Education. They call their project Dunluni, or Take Wing, which they hope will increase high school graduation rates and prepare students for life after high school by using UPIC values and curriculum. KYUK's Christy Schallenberger reports.
Mark John is a Yupik elder helping lead the project. He had just finished a workshop about Dunaluni for Elders and Youth Conference in Fairbanks earlier this month when he took time to explain the program.
We will target 11th graders and we'll take them into universities and training programs and expose them to those type of educational opportunities beyond high school.
The project is part of a collaboration between the Alaska Humanities Forum and the Kuspuk, Lower Kuskokwim, and Yupit school districts. Those are the three districts operating in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Dunaluni is designed to help teach students how to budget money and apply for funding for school, and how to navigate city life. John remembers his own experiences when he first tried college.
In 1974, when I graduated from high school, they just brought us, and it was a cultural shock. We weren't helped much in the University of Alaska Fairbanks.
He says that student orientation, which was in place when he attended college, helped relieve some of the strangeness. But it was still not enough. Dunaluni would help fill gaps in conventional student orientation, the most important of which is how to maintain the Yupik way of life, even while living far away from the YK Delta.
We teach Yuyarok within this program, and these are cultural teachings that were used in our culture, but are still very effective in today's world, such as Bing Natugiyarak, which is to strive.
Yuyak means the way of being. The Dunaluni project is well on its way. After kicking off at the Elders and Youth Conference during the Alaska Federation of Natives Convention in Fairbanks, the team will travel to the YK Delta in November and December to hold two-day seminars to recruit students. In Bethel, I'm Christy Schallenberger.
Thank you for listening to KYUK News. Please send any news tips to news@kyuk.org. And stay tuned for News Yukdun coming up.